is the Tom Likas Show.
Coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed.
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
I like being a cartoon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the new normal studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Let's go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show brought to you in part by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Add Mangrates to your existing grill and grill like a pro guarantee. Just go to blowmeuptom.com and get the Tom Likas Show discount. It's Mangrates. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. And it's time once again now for the most popular feature on our show. It's called Be Funny. Be Funny. This is where you call in and you got 30 seconds to be funny. How simple can it possibly be? We made it easy for you. All you have to do is call this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number on Be Funny. 901-3000-866. You know how it works, okay? You call in, you can tell any kind of joke. These are uncensored jokes. Don't blame us if they're dirty or disgusting or if they are politically incorrect. Don't blame us. It's whatever calls in, okay? We're not telling you what to call in and say. We're just telling you to call Be Funny and be funny, okay? You might want to do a parody song. Maybe you just want to sing or make a funny noise. Anything is cool as long as you're funny. I don't care what you do to be funny, just be funny. All right, so it's 901-3000-TOM for Be Funny. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. Be Funny is every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and here we go. Be Funny. First one. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Be funny.
How is a puppy like a nearsighted gynecologist?
How is a puppy like a nearsighted gynecologist? I do not know.
They both have wet noses.
Okay. Thank you for that. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Be funny.
Hi, is Art there?
Art?
Yes, I'm here today. Yes. Hello.
Hey, Art, it's your girlfriend.
Hey.
I called you 18 times already, and you're not answering my calls.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm on the air, bitch.
Oh, well, I need you to pick me up some tampons on the way home, or you're sleeping on the couch, big guy.
Is that really the best you can do? Honestly? Like, this? Come on. Be funny.
You know
come
I love
on.
You, Art.
Yeah, but the tampon, I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, get a creative bone. It's a cop out.
Oh, my. There he goes. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Be funny.
Hello, Tom. This is divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Hello, Adam.
Yeah, Tom. You know, summer is right around the corner, and I know you're doing a schedule change, and you might come in a little early, but I was still thinking if you're going to do the bonus hour with me so you can do me.
Do you?
Oh, you know, do my segment.
Oh, do your segment. I see.
Yeah, do me.
Do you or do your segment?
No, do my segment. Are we still going to do that?
Yeah, we'll do your segment, of course.
Holy mashugana, that's great news. Well, you know, every week I come in and I do criminal law. And the other week I come in and I'm a divorce attorney because, you know, these women are just so scandalous. Well, anyone that calls in, they cannot believe they're talking to the real Adam Sachs. They're like, holy Hanukkah, I'm talking to Adam Sachs. I'm so happy. Well, hey, Tom, I got to go. I got to catch an ambulance. Can you please pick me up? Great White Style.
Great White Style. Of course I can. Here you go. Oh, yeah. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Be funny.
I've never heard the radio sound as awful as it did tonight. I've never heard Compton so trite. I've never heard so many people asking if their job has a chance. It's really a question of finance. They're shitting their pants. I've never liked those songs they're playing and all that bullshit talk about Obamacare. They're blind, I swear. Radio is dead. It's obvious to me. It's starting to reek. There's nobody listening. It's just Frank and Heidi, where no one wants to be. I can hardly stand this garbage in my ears. It's time to escape all that corporate light. Radio is dead. They can't make any bread, so they're deep in the red. And their stock sinks like lead, and their listeners have fled. Radio is dead. So glad you escaped from the radio business, Professor. Could you blow me up?
I certainly can, Alex. 901-3000, Tom, be funny.
Hello, this is Eric Garcetti.
Eric Garcetti?
No, just kidding. This is Raiden, Waden's brother.
Raiden? What's going on, Raiden?
Not much. You know what? I think it's a bullshit what my brother said to me, about to me last week. You know, he got fired from his last job at the animal shelter because the dogs kept disappearing after lunch. And don't get me started about his son. Half Chinese, half black. He can't even do a drive-by without even freaking crashing into the wall. Can you take me out New York style?
New York style. All right. Here you go. I think he wants Hurricane Sandy.
We're gonna die if we get killed with the weather. We're gonna die. We're gonna freeze. We have no cars. Please, President Obama, please listen to us down here. We are gonna die.
Be funny.
The best things in life are free. But your pussy don't mean shit to me. Give me money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your sex gives me such a thrill, but that vagina don't pay my bills. Give me money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Now fuck you, pay me, bitch.
Be funny.
Wow. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
What tastes good on pie, but not on pussy?
I don't know.
Crust.
Oh, my.
It turns your cell phone into open mic night. Be Funny is on 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You've heard me talk about the black box. You've seen the photos I've posted on Twitter and Facebook of the black box I have out by my pool every weekend up at the ranch. You've seen that, right? It's like goddamn Woodstock up there on weekends. So imagine a black box out by your pool or in your backyard for summer parties, barbecues, just chilling. Take it into your garage while you work or inside while you're hanging in the man cave. Wherever, the black box rocks. It's a compact single box audio system that connects easily to anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. Try this. Hook it up to your TV. The black box will blow you away. The black box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for decades working with the best, along with co-owner Devin Bronson, who's been a P1 since he was 13 years old. These are great guys with a great product. I love it, and I use it. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. And right now, if you enter promo code TOM, you'll get $50 off your order and free shipping. Just enter promo code TOM, the BN Audio Black Box, at bnaudio.com. Crank it!
Hello. I'm here to tell you all about your favorite radio station. Maybe, at times, you've found yourself wondering, why is it they have to play this goddamn song again? Well, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. The songs that these radio stations play are chosen from focus groups, a group of people who are brought in to listen to a specific genre of songs and then make note of which ones are their favorites. Well, I've decided to do my own focus group. I'm gonna share those results with you now. When asked to sum up New Normal music in one word, here's just a selection of the responses that were given by our objective New Normal music fans. Trippy, supremium,
beautiful,
efficacious,
innovative,
super totally fucking awesome bro,
nutritious,
variety,
freedom.
If you would like to be involved with this focus group, listen to newnormalmusic.com, stop by our Facebook page, and comment yourself. I'm Art Webb, and this has been another groundbreaking report brought to you by New Normal Music.
Summer's here, and that means it's time to break out the old weed whacker again. But before you do, let me introduce you to the Weed Shark. This bad boy is going to save you a lot of time and hassle. The Weed Shark is a universal, multi-purpose trimmer head designed to meet the standards of landscaping pros, so you know you'll be in good hands. The Weed Shark is a 4-in-1 heavy-duty adapter head with replaceable cutting teeth and trimmer line for use on traditional gas-powered weed trimmers. Hey, stop dicking around with that crappy standard head that came with your trimmer. The Weed Shark uses revolutionary dual cutting action where the trimmer line wraps around what you're cutting and pulls it towards the shark teeth, shearing everything in its path. Right now, get the Mighty Max from Weed Shark at the special Tom Likas Show price of just $19.95. All you have to do is visit WeedSharks.com. That's WeedSharks, plural.com. Get to that cold beer faster. Get the Weed Shark at WeedSharks.com. Tom Likas Show. It's Be Funny at 901-3000 Tom. 901-3000-866. Be Funny.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
What do you call a dumb nigger?
I have no idea.
Barack Obama. Take me out with the queef.
No, I won't. Be nope. Funny.
Nope.
Hey, Tom, this is Tim calling about your grandson and my nephew, little Johnny.
Oh, really?
Got a couple of stories about him. He was in school a couple of weeks ago, I guess. And in math class, the teacher says, all right, class, the question is this. There's 5 birds sitting on a wire, and if you shoot one of them, how many are left? Well, little Johnny figured it out. He says, I got it. There's none left. Because if you shoot one, the other 4 are going to fly away.
Okay, be funny.
Yeah, hey, what's the best thing about fucking a pregnant woman?
I don't know.
Can't get her pregnant twice.
Okay, be funny.
Hey, Tom, this is Charles Ramsey.
Yeah? What can I do for you, Charles?
Well, I'm going to be your neighbor soon, but I just want to let you know, bro, that that McDonald's thing ain't working out like I've been thinking it would in the drive-thru. I've been asked for weeks. I've been asked for the Angus Black Burger, and they won't serve me that. And I said to myself, I can't go to the front door, bro, because there ain't no white woman running through. And your boys also said about me having domestic violence. Sorry, but, hey, I didn't have no domestic violence with Jody Arias. But one good thing, Tom, I got to tell you, I met my long brother, and that's the reason I'm going to be your neighbor. It's Dave Ramsey, and I'm going to let you know that I'm putting you on notice, being your neighbor, that if I see a white woman, I know you don't like white women, a white woman running in or out of your home, I'm going to contact the police.
Okay, thank you. I'll be funny.
Suli, if you're listening, the song goes out to you, baby. Everybody, sing along. Suli, baby, Suli. Suli with your kindness. Oh, you know your power stuttering is soothing to me. One more time. Sully, baby, Sully. Sully with your kindness. Boy, you know your powerful stuttering is soothing to me. Look at here. How I used to love Sully. And how I used to know. Oh, since I met this Sully of mine, all I do is stutter all the time. Here we go now.
All right, that's more than enough. Be funny.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
How come Jewish women don't swallow?
I don't know.
Because they want to be spitting images of the mummy.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Be funny.
Yeah, listen, the 7-10 took. 7-10 took. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. $5 cannoli. Adino, you shut up. Adino, you shut up.
Okay, be funny. Oh,
finally, that was good.
Yes.
Content kitty.
Hi, this is a content. I'm wearing black see-through panties, and I hope everyone calls in and pulls my underwear to the side and bangs this pussy.
Why, thank you for that. Content kitty.
I like the meow.
Unbelievable.
That was good.
901-3000, Tommy Funny.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Hey, yo, Dino.
What's up, man?
Oh. Hey, dude, what's the difference between an Italian woman and a catfish?
Whiskers.
Not really. One has scales and whiskers. The other shit. Hey, Dad, pull me up and
good
take
job.
Me out with three Leroys, please.
I'll take you out. Here you go.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good work.
All right, that was a good one. 901-3000, Tom, be funny.
Hey, Tom, it's our web balls calling in. You know how it's feeling like lately?
Oh, boy.
No.
Like a pussy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jiminy Christmas.
Unbelievable. Be funny.
Hey, what will the difference be between Adam Sachs and Gustavo?
I don't know.
One will need representation from the other one day very soon.
Okay.
Wow, Ari. Jesus.
Thank you.
How about we try today, people, a little bit?
Yeah, step it up.
Ari's
be funny.
Yeah, I need you to help me decipher this, but I asked my dad what he thought about abortions, and he said, why don't you ask your sister? But I don't have a sister.
That's what I figured. Be funny.
Good job.
That was good.
Thank you for that.
That's good.
That was live, too. Wow.
Well done.
901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number. Be funny.
Hi, this is Mike Tyson.
You don't sound like Mike Tyson.
I was wondering if you could take me out with a Gary laugh. He's too lazy to laugh.
No, no. You have to be funny. Be funny.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing, big boy? What the fuck is this deep funny shit all about? What the fuck are you trying to get us fired over there, big boy? What the fuck are you doing? Trying to get us fired and shit? Get this shit the fuck off the air, big boy.
Very good.
Blow me
very
up,
good.
Blow me up.
Now you all blow up.
Very good. Excellent.
Love that. 901-3000, Tom is our telephone number. By the way, we're number 2 on TuneIn behind the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
That's number one, and we're number two. I like it.
Being number two.
Yeah.
It's because he's joking.
That won't last, though. That won't last. Believe me.
Well, you know, if put it this way, if the Blackhawks score the first three goals, not going to last. Tell you right now. 901-3000, Tom, be funny.
Hey, Tom, what's the difference between an Irish funeral and an Irish wedding?
I don't know.
One less drunk.
Thank you.
Wow, that took you a while.
Good job. I never heard that one. Good. Finally.
Be funny.
Check this out, Tommy. Tenemos que DTB a las pinches putas girls que nos dan problemas. Resulta que Arturo Gary Dino estaban con Tom en la...
That's it. Be funny.
What is the hardest part about sex for Woody Allen?
What is the hardest part about sex for Woody Allen? Probably not his penis, I would imagine. What? No, what?
This is going to be good.
Putting the diaper back on.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, dude. Baby cry.
For the baby cry? Do we have a baby cry?
Yes. Good job, dude. Absolutely. Give that to him. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
901-3000, Tom. It's Be Funny.
Hey, Tom. This is Ray Charles here. I'm calling from heaven. You know. I use like it's 101 up here in heaven. And I got a little song I made for you.
All right. I'm ready.
All right, here you go. Well, I got a woman. BT all the time. Got DTB. Oh, yeah. Said I got a woman. BT all the time. Good to me. Oh, yeah. She take my money. She smoke my weed. Yeah, gotta show that bitch that. Darn these. Said I got a woman. All the time, I got BTB. Yeah. Watch out now, I'm gonna scare, yeah.
Very nice.
Go, Ray Charles was
now that guy did some work.
Bring it,
love it. 901-3000, Tom, be funny.
Great job.
Blind guy, too.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Okay, be funny.
Boston in the house.
We're talking here with Dino, call screener from the Tom Likas Show. I knew something was wrong when a pretty little white girl tried to redecorate Tom's ranch. Dead giveaway. Tom got big testicles because I hear him treat hoes every day. Terry eats ribs with this dude. And callers didn't have a clue how to get girls out of their house. Tom said, turn them off one by one. Last talk will be lights out. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Tom got big testicles because I heard him treat hoes. Gary eats ribs with this dude. We didn't have a clue how to get girls out of our house.
No.
Tom said, turn them off one by one. Last straw will be lights out. So Tom opens the door. She starts thinking about the trash right away. He asks, where's my dinner? She says, you got two hands. So then he hits sex without a condom, and she goes, we just made a baby up in this house. Yeah. So Tom pulled a Hail Mary, and he dumped that bitch after McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a pretty little white girl tried to redecorate Tom's ranch. Dead giveaway.
Okay, I get it. I get it. Be funny.
Yeah, this is from the Little Rascals. So the teacher asked Buckwheat, can we use the word dictate in a sentence? And Buckley says, oh, okay. Hey, Darla, how am I dictate?
Be funny.
Hey, Tom, this is Bill Clinton, the former U.S. President of the United States of America.
Oh, I remember you. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Hey, I just want to call on your show and just let everyone know that I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Really?
What? Yes, sir. Anything now with the African travel style?
That's it. No, no punchline to that, for Christ's sake.
Bill,
you got to be funny. Hello.
What T? do soccer players like?
What team do soccer players like?
What tea? What type of tea?
Or what type of T-E-A-T do soccer players like? I don't know.
Penalty.
Be funny.
They are the Sully brothers. Don't get along with others. They are the Sully brothers. Don't get along with others. They piss their pants, hump their pillows, masturbate all day. They piss their pants, hump their pillows, masturbate all day. They are the retard brothers. Don't get along with others. They are the retard brothers. Don't get along with others. They piss their pants, hump their pillows, masturbate all day. They piss their pants, hump their pillows, masturbate all day. They piss their pants. Hump their pillows and masturbate all day.
Thank you. Be funny.
Yes. So just Steffi walks into work and he says, "Hey, Tony, you know who's the George Washington?" Tony says, "No, Giuseppe, who's the George Washington?" He says, he's the first president of the United States. I'm going to go to night school, learn all about the United States, and become a U.S. citizen. A couple days later, Giuseppe walks back into work, and he goes, "Hey, Tony, you know who Abraham Lincoln is?" Tony goes, "No, Giuseppe, who's Abraham Lincoln?" "He's the 16th president. I'm going to go to night school and become a U.S. citizen." Couple days later, dude in the back yells, "Hey, Giuseppe, you know who Fish Lip Dino is?" Guy goes, "No, who's that?" "He's the guy that's banging your wife when you're at the night school." "Hey, Dino, take me out with the real life." Yeah.
No, not happening. Be funny.
No.
Magaron, tagaron, magaron.
Okay, be funny.
Yeah, that's a ripoff.
I think I just wet my pants.
All right, thank you for that. Be funny. Taking too long. Be funny. How about you? Be funny.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello, this is Art Webb. Hi, Honey Muffin. This is your roommate. Hi, Love Biscuit. What's going on? Artie, I need you to drop by the store and get some things after the show. Okay, Snickerdoodle, what is it? Artie, get some bread, bottled water, eggs, and, oh, yeah, some worms for your lizards. Okay, Sweet Muffin, anything else? Yes, Artie. Please do it for me. No, Love Chunk, I'm at work. I can't. The guys will hear me. No, Art, I want you to do it for me just one time. You know I like it. Okay, honey bunny, here you go.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. How does a painting spider catch food?
I don't know.
With an art web.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, what did he...
I couldn't even understand. Doesn't matter. Be funny. Yes.
Excellent. All
right.
Hello?
Is that a question or a statement?
A statement, sorry. What was that damn joke? God damn it.
Call back when you think of it.
Be funny.
Be funny.
All right,
Chris.
Call me Ivan.
Ivan.
Hey, what is the difference between Kremlin and West Hollywood gay bar?
I have no idea.
Nothing. Dean still swallows white Russians both ways. No matter what the law.
Good job, Chris.
Thank you for that. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Be funny. Be funny.
What's the difference between Anne Frank's asshole and Domino's?
Oh, no.
And Frank's asshole doesn't taste like shit when it comes out of the oven.
Oh, dude.
Blow me up, Tom.
Wow, there's so
many That was
layers.
Offensive on so many levels.
So many layers to that.
Fuck someone up each.
That's an onion joke, dude. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. There were layers of offensiveness in there. Oh, my God.
Good job, buddy.
I'm offended.
Wow.
Very complicated.
I don't
very
even
well
know
done.
What to be offended at.
Do not repeat that joke to anyone, please. Very impressive. If I see you tweeting that joke, I'm going to be very pissed off. Especially if you don't have hashtag be funny. 901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number. No one's going to top that one. Be funny.
Hey, Tom, have you heard the news about the Oklahoma City Thunder? They changed their name. Do you want to know the new name?
Oklahoma City Tornado.
Yes.
Okay. Be funny.
What do Woody Allen and the tortoise have in common?
I don't know.
They both got there before the hare.
The noise is good.
Be funny. Hello. What's the difference between a 12-year-old boy and a Porsche? I don't know.
Dino's never been in a Porsche.
What?
Dino's never been in a Porsche.
Oh. It's another Dino joke.
How do you know? Be funny.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Be funny.
Hello?
Is that a question or a statement?
Let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
Stop.
Oh, boy. 901-3000, Tom, be funny.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What is the best thing about a blowjob?
What is the best thing about a blowjob? I don't know.
10 minutes of silence?
That is one positive, no doubt. Be funny.
Thank you, Tom. This is Mr. Checkpoint.
Oh, good job. Okay.
Okay. Finally. Is that it?
That's oh, that's good.
Hey,
enough.
Tom,
that
was I have good a enough. Message for all the hot ladies out there.
Yes.
That was good.
There is a DUI checkpoint in my pants. Make sure you do not go near it. Thank you. I'm going to go get high.
Oh, my God.
Funny. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, the future of this country hasn't looked this bleak in a long time, especially for younger people. The average young person today faces a horrible labor market where they can't find a job and they have no hope for a career. Not to mention, they're saddled with a ton of student debt. Well, here's something you can do. You can enjoy the decline. Enjoy the decline is the young person's guide to navigating, enjoying, and prospering during these dire economic times. Written by Aaron Clary, author of the book Worthless, Enjoy the Decline is the how-to manual to making the best of this bad situation. Get the most out of your life, regardless of what happens. Don't bust your balls in some dead-end corporate career. Or go to college, only to be in debt without a job. Learn an employable trade, and for God's sake, don't get married and have kids. Enjoy the decline instead. Enjoy the Decline can be found on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle and promises to deliver the advice you need to make the best of your life. Read it and learn how to enjoy the decline.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
If you're in the process of moving, or maybe you're just looking to redecorate your home or office, you know, that whole routine of driving all over town looking for deals gets old awfully fast. Try this instead. You won't even have to leave your chair. Go to MikeOfHollywood.com. your home and office furniture specialist. Now, you know, Mike's been a P1 listener since 2007, and he's put together a company with a simple, easy-to-use website for browsing cool, stylish furniture designs for the whole house. Everything from bar and kitchen to bedroom and bath. They even have patio furniture and home gym ideas. It's MikeOfHollywood.com, and it doesn't matter where you are. You can take advantage of their zero sales tax and free shipping in the contiguous United States. It's time to chuck that old living room set and finally get that home office done. Now you can shop with confidence without ever leaving the house. Just head over to MikeOfHollywood.com. That's MikeOfHollywood.com.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad gave away. Dad gave away.
Gets old. Never gets old. Great hook. Great hook. By the way, Art, did you tell me we had something that was emailed to us? Do we have an MP3 sent to us?
Oh, yeah. I got to play that. Let's play that.
Let's play that right now here on Be Funny. Tell us we find it.
This is a song about what happens to women once they get married. So all my like is boys out there.
God damn, I know she's fine.
She asked me,
are you gonna finish that?
Are you gonna finish that?
Love's deep fried Oreos and pecan pie.
But if I do, she has a Whopper on her mind.
That fat
bitch is hungry.
All those peas.
She wants to supersize her fries at Mickey D's.
Fries, please.
She's eating crumbs up off the floor. And she ate them all and she went back for more. My baby's hungry. When we go, how do we?
Well, there we go.
I like the Casey and JoJo-esque like back and forth between the two. That's good.
Backing himself up. I like that.
Oh, yeah. My.
Oh, boy.
Hungry.
That song could be about Dina. It could work just as well.
Don't be careful what you wish for there, Art.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's making me want to get donuts.
There we go. Step it up.
We're off the juice.
Hungry.
Back to the donuts. 901-3000, Tom. It's Be Funny.
Where does a spider named Art live? In an art web.
Thank you. Be Funny.
Hey, this is Heath Ledger. You believe in ghosts?
No.
Every time you yawn, I'm going to put my dick in your fucking mouth.
Peabody.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
Good job, dude. Wow. Hey, I banged an Iraqi chick last weekend.
How'd it go?
You want to know how she sounded?
How'd she sound?
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Thank you for that, Peabody.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Tom. I'm just a little
excited because I met somebody today.
Really?
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Wow. How'd that go?
Well, he actually touched me in a certain place that no one has ever touched me before.
Where was that?
Do you really want to know?
Not really, but tell me anyway.
Okay.
Thank you. Peabody.
Tom.
Yes.
Why did God make the pussy and butthole so close together?
I don't know.
In case you miss.
In case you miss. Peabody.
Why do black people steal?
I have no idea.
Because they just some dumb trash picking coons. Yeah.
Okay, Peabody.
Her body's round, and my hands love gripping. Her lips are plump, and we love kissing. She's singing along into my ding-along. Ah. She's stroking my dick with her lotion hands. Now in the bed, she fucks like a pro man. Eagerness and stamina all night. But when I asked for anal, she said no, man. Because she wants to keep her booty tied. So we break up, because I lost interest. I ask her friend. And she's down with it. I lube up her buns and we have some fun. She's stroking my dick with her lotion hands. Stroking with her lotion hands.
Thank you for that, Peabody.
Hi, guys. It's Glenn Quagmire calling. All right. I got a little joke here.
Okay.
So this kid walks in his mom while she's taking a shower, right? And she points to her crotch and goes, "Hey, mom, what's that?" The mom goes, "Oh, that's just what daddy hit with the axe." She goes, "Hey, got you right in the twat, didn't he?" Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Oh, boy. Peabody.
Why did Art cross the road?
I don't know.
Because his girlfriend told him to, you fucking pussy.
Hello?
Is that a question or a statement?
Better than most.
Oh, hey, Tom, it's me, Romulus here from Slapoho Nation, calling in sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm pretty fucked up to it. Cousin Edgar Roger here with a couple of pinners earlier. I want to give a shout-out to all my cousins down there on the Slapaho Nation, and let the boys know that I'm going to be home safe once I'm here out at the hospital. So, anyways, Tom, I've been trying to do that Lycus 101 that you speak of there, and I picked her an eagle feather, and I gave it to her, and I cut her a wild salmon, and I cooked it for her. And then when I found that condom in the back seat of my grandmother's Cadillac, I was sure we were going to have sex that night.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
Neither do I. Be funny.
Yes. Tom was cracking.
Somebody's ass as soon as I get out of here.
Who's Dino?
Yay. Be funny.
Hey, is this a home of the Bronx badass?
Huh?
What?
Is this the home of the Bronx badass?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is Fred Blassie, King of Men.
Okay.
What do you get when you cross a roast beef sandwich and a water balloon?
I don't know, Fred.
Fuck, I don't know, but it's waiting to get on a bus over here.
Thank you so much. Be funny. Okay. Be funny.
Hey, Dad, this little number goes out to my dude, Dino. You know that song by Stevie B, Spring Love?
no, no. But let us know.
Yeah, rock it out.
Go,
man.
Go, go.
Ah, well, if you don't know that's gay, then never mind, dude.
All right, never mind. Be buddy.
I'm glad I don't know Spring Love.
Oh, she's so close.
Uh-oh.
What? What is the noise in the background there, dude? Did you leave your car door open? What is it? Did you press your life alert button? What is that noise in the background? Is that the clanker now, partially? What is that?
I'm in my car.
You in your Crown Vic right now? What are you rolling in?
Okay, beep, buddy.
Yes, this is Corbin Godfrey, Uncle of the Long Island Duck. Hey, Tom, why did Beyonce sing left to the left to the left?
I don't know.
Because black people have no rights.
Okay. Be funny.
Hey, Tom, I sent my joke to Art a YouTube video. You guys didn't play it.
I haven't seen shit.
He hasn't seen shit, he said.
I haven't seen shit.
Well, let me give you a quick joke then.
Okay.
Well, how's expect to play a YouTube video on a radio show?
He wants you to record it and do it.
Oh, shit!
Yes.
Lieutenant Commander Worf from the Starship Enterprise.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Requesting permission to beam down to your studio.
Sure, beam on down.
Beam on down, beam on down.
That's it? Okay. Be buddy.
Meow. Meow.
Can I help you?
Good job, Ari. Come on, Ari. Do the joke.
Meow. Oh, what are you?
Okay. Thank you for that. 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. Be funny.
California rum, Wedding knows how to party. Tom Rikers knows how to party. 25 years in L.A. Art and Gary and the gay wop. New normal studios in Burbank. We keep it rocking. We keep it rocking. Now let me welcome everybody to the studio, bitch. Stupid fuck Raiden can suck my dick. Where's my dumb ass son? He's been MIA. Fuck you! I love you! Have a good day. This is Raiden. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, Wade. 901-3000. Tom, be funny.
Did you know that Kurt Cobain was practically an overnight success?
No!
It only took him 3 days to be discovered.
Oh my, be funny.
Why did Three Little Pigs wear so sad?
What?
Why did Three Little Pigs wear so
sad? Why were the Three Little Pigs so fat? I don't know.
No, we're so sad.
They're sad.
Sad?
They're sad, the Three.
Why were they sad? I don't know.
Somebody told them their mom is a pig.
Be funny.
What's the difference between a girlfriend and a wife?
I don't know.
75 pounds.
75 pounds. Yeah, I guess I should have known that one. Be funny.
You know, I was just thinking about that time. Dino, are you still there?
Yep.
All right, man, that time we were up in the Redwoods, you remember, we were up at that deer park? And, you know, we're, like, kneeling in the grass. We had rubbed a bunch of rock salt between the cheeks of our asses. And I was thinking to myself, you know, who's the victim here? The deer were thrilled. I had a wonderful time. And yet there are those who would judge.
Good job, Dave.
That was very weird.
He always calls it drunk. Good job, Dave.
Unbelievable.
Much better.
901-3000, Tom. It's Be Funny.
Beaming down.
That's it. Be Funny.
Yeah, Tom. I was having lunch, and got me thinking, what would be a Honey Boo Boo Salvadorian name?
What would be a what?
What would be Honey Boo Boo's Salvadorian name?
Honey Boo Boo's Salvadorian name. I don't know.
Papusa.
Honey Papusa.
Yeah, I knew. Two.
Wow.
Fucking knew it.
Nice.
Knock him down, Spratt.
Very nice. Be funny.
Hello?
Is that a question or a statement?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hey, okay. Yeah,
All right. Be funny.
When we're alone, I really feel in love. But when we're out with friends, I see a change. You treat me bad. I feel like second best. I want your love. I want your love. Give me your love. Give me your love. That's how I feel, and I want it to be real. I want your love. Give me your love. Give me your love. Give me your touch. And then I owe you so much. Play the song art. A, E, A, E, I owe you. I sometimes cry. And take me out, wait and stop.
Everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
New normal newsroom. It is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Nino.
Yeah!
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to BlowMeUpTom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner and get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. If you have restless leg syndrome and you're a dude, you're going to die soon. So,
oh, is that what that means?
Enjoy.
Mm.
Enjoy.
I thought is that restless leg syndrome also happens when you decide to stop taking opiates.
Sure. Or methamphetamines or whatever.
Oh shit.
Men with restless legs syndrome were more likely to die during an 8-year study than those without the condition. Even after their age and other health problems were taken into account. So in other words, if you can't stop it with the goddamn leg, your time's taken away.
It's over.
It is.
It's well, time to call it a day.
It is, without a doubt.
Man, that sucks.
I caught you doing that shit all the time.
My legs are running right now. I'm serious. I'm about to run.
Yeah. Becoming a dad is the biggest incentive for overweight men to shed pounds, according to a new study. Becoming a dad. Looks like I'm going to have to knock up a broad.
Oh, to shed pounds. Oh, man. This would make me depressed and eat more.
Yeah. Fatter dudes tend to lose weight if they have children because they, you know, supposedly have something to live for and want to be around for the kids and all that bullshit.
It's a bad idea if your weight loss plan includes having a child.
Wife isn't going to put out anymore. You're going to be fucking around more. You need to live better.
That's true, too. Never even thought about that.
Sure. Sure. You got to knock off some pounds because you're going to get back out there into the game.
Right?
Yep. Yes, you are.
It's a hell of an idea because you know why? Her vagina's now huge.
Oh, yes.
It's huge.
It's a cave.
It's a reverb in there.
Big story this morning. A former Simi Valley teacher accused of sex with a student under the age of 14 years old.
Yep.
They say this woman's got some mental health issues, which is great because she's teaching our children.
That's fantastic. Makes sense.
Well, you shouldn't discriminate against the mentally ill.
No, right.
If they want to teach your kids and have sex with your 12-year-old son, these are people you can't discriminate against. They've got an illness.
Yeah.
Elementary school teacher.
Malia Brooks. This was huge. They got together all the politicians and everything and made a big announcement. Guess what? We nailed her.
We got her.
Yeah. By the way, we don't know anything about the victim whatsoever, only the fact that the person is under the age of 14. We don't even know if it's a chick or a guy. We don't know the deal.
We have no idea. You know what, though? The teachers union is so strong. I wonder if they even let her go.
Yeah.
Powerful union over there.
She just might be off to another school to do the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
Paid leave or something. I'm telling you, man. You have to. Who knows what you have to do to get fired as a teacher?
Paid leave.
Paid leave.
I don't think that's happening.
Better not be.
A well-publicized situation. The best part about the whole situation they had this morning.
Said little. We're talking about elementary school jokes.
Right. They had a nice press conference, and they put up a big picture of this broad on an easel. you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like it was some kind of art class or something. Here's a rendering.
Here she is.
Of the woman that's doing the...
the alleged diddler.
The alleged diddler.
Sexy.
Exactly.
Sexing the children.
Nadia Suleiman is being probed. By
what?
Regarding welfare.
Oh, good. It'd be funny if Nadia Suleiman was being probed by Suleiman. Bruh. Now that would be awesome.
Oh shit! The two of them together would be fantastic.
That is right there, with the
eight children and everything.
Let me tell you something right now. In fact,
it would be 14.
Children, yeah. It would be Suleiman and company, because it would be him and his brother, and they would have a show with Nadia Suleiman and all the children. Can you imagine those two trying to fool her on the watch? It would be incredible.
They're switching off.
Who cares what they do? You take two Suleimans, one Nadia, and 14 children, right, and together, all that has gold written all over it, and that's going to be heard on one of the channels right here.
That would be fantastic, right?
On the new normal.
Octobomb is currently under investigation for welfare fraud after investigators received a tip claiming that the mother of 14 was collecting thousands of dollars in government assistance despite having grossed more than $200,000 last year.
Even that trip out there to the Antelope Valley didn't work out for her so well, because
the AV is never the answer.
By the way, the AV is terrific if it's your last resort.
No, but don't put down the AV that badly.
Yeah. Well,
if you're Octomom, yes.
I'll tell you right now, I shouldn't make fun, because given the opportunity, I would live in the AV. Mm. No, that just suits me a lot better.
Me too.
I like being awake at all hours, restless leg syndrome, and cheap rent.
Yeah.
Done.
Some retarded dude from New Jersey has spent $5,000 in plastic surgery to look like Ryan Gosling, and it has not worked in any way, shape, or form.
Well, let's just see. I'll tell you.
Look at that dude and tell me he looks anything like Ryan Gosling.
Man, I'll tell you right now.
His name is Nicholas Ryan.
Yeah, Nicholas is going to have to get his money back or get a tattoo. It's just stupid, right across his forehead.
I don't know if he's doing it to get broads or what the deal was, but it really has not worked. George Clooney, remember about 5-6 years ago, probably at least that long ago, that George Clooney made a joke about having his balls ironed out?
Yes.
Apparently that's a real thing now. He has set off this idea in people's heads that they should somehow smooth out their ball sack. Yes. This is now ball ironing is now become a thing.
It's $575.
That is stupid.
It's a non-surgical thing. You just simply get the wrinkles out of your ball sack.
Wow, is that just a real error?
It makes me want to bang my head against a wall like 100,000 times.
I'm going back to smoking, because this is ridiculous.
Just don't smoke pole when you're out there, please.
This is how embarrassing, man. How do you show up at any place, even a place that does it? How do you go? You need the little...
Please, could you smooth out this ball sack for me?
Get to the ironing, please. Somebody help me.
And finally, some good news. Jenny Garth.
Yeah.
Jenny Garth is officially divorced.
Yes.
And I know what you're saying. Jenny Garth, come on. She's good. It's been like fucking 25 years. Nope.
She's really good, man.
Might look better than ever.
Yep. She's really good. I could say, too, that her dude has moved on to a very hot girl as well. So
good for him. Yeah, you know, no, like, he left, like a frog on lily pads. Just keep going.
Man.
Dude. Yeah.
Well,
Peter Facinelli.
Yeah, I hope. I think that he now makes people say Facinelli. Shut your fat mouth, asshole.
It's you Italians.
I know.
That's the shit you pull, man.
I can't help it. It's just like Hayden Panettiere. Which is it? How are we looking on this? Yeah, you know, what are we going to say?
Yeah. Excellent point. There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Be sure
to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.